God and Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Not. I wish I was in those high Rocky Mountains. I'm sitting here in a 93-degree garage in Indiana, and I think the humidity is about 93 degrees, and I'm going to try to get through this hour without perishing. I'm not used to it anymore. In Arizona, where I was a cop for all those years, I would have, 115-degree days, and the humidity would be about 5 or 10. And it was just a warm day, you know, down here. Oh, my goodness gracious, let me tell you. If I don't lose 20 pounds in the next 2 weeks just through sweat, I will be very, very surprised. But anyway, the good people of Indiana are taking good care of us here. We're at my father-in-law and mother-in-law's place, and they've given me this garage to run my office in and the program. So how good can it be, right, folks? It's good to be back with you again, and I'm here with my bride again. Of that, I am very, very happy. Been away for a couple weeks from each other, apart for a couple weeks, and she's got a good attitude regardless of everything going on right now in her life. Trying to keep her attitude up. And like I say, one of the blessings is every day or two she gets more letters from you folks out there and cards, and that really cheers her up. I came down here to be with her for yesterday. Yesterday was the 27th, and we went to see, finally, to talk to some doctors about her condition. The thing that was not very good about the whole situation is the doctor that did her surgery had promised her the following week, this has been 6-7 weeks ago, that he would tell her how she was doing and how the lab reports turned out. And he believed that he got the cancer out of her body. And I'll just give you a quick little update before we get into the news when we get back after this break, for those that care. All right, we'll be right back. And also, we hear a brother of ours went down in the street. He's in the hospital right now. John Stadtmiller, our dear brother, is, I guess, doing pretty good. We've got some owies, and we'll talk about that a few minutes, too, right when we get back. Stay tuned.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Indiana, in Poseyville, Indiana, and my bride and I got to go yesterday to finally talk to some living doctors about her condition, and it was a little disappointing to us because her doctor had promised her the week after her surgery that he would sit her down and talk to her. They would have a meeting, and he would tell her all about her test, that she had that golf ball size piece of flesh taken out of her. But, my goodness gracious, sounds like we've got somebody using the telephone here. I don't know who that might be, but hopefully, anyway, I wanted to say that doctor told her that she would have a week later have the information she needed about the type of cancer she had, and if he indeed did get what he believed was all of the cancer out of her body, and he took a grape size, not grapefruit size, somebody said grapefruit size, but no, a grape size cancerous lesion out of her right breast, and he took out a golf ball size piece of flesh around it, all around it, so that he would get, he would believe that he would get all the cancer out. And so that week went by, and he didn't call. The next week went by, and he didn't call. And the following week, he called, and his office did, and scheduled her to come up to Indianapolis and have a meeting with him. And you know the story. She got up there, had to drive 8 hours, took her dad with her, and had to rent a car because our truck's not doing too well. And she found out her doctor had gone to Africa, to Kenya, whatever the reasons, for 3 weeks. So very disappointedly, she drove back home with her dad, and now we've waited until the 27th to meet with some doctors. Well, this time it wasn't her doctor, Dr. Matthews, but it was the guys that have set her up to take treatment, or want to set her up to take treatment, the radiation doctor and the chemotherapy doctor. And so when we went to these meetings, we went to the radiation doctor first, and we asked him, we said, well, can you tell us anything about the lab tests and so forth? And they had very little bit of information about that, but said, oh, it doesn't matter because we're going to give you radiation anyway. And we said, well, you know, it's been almost seven weeks, and we're wondering if the doctor was right when he said he got all the cancer out. And we're wondering if she still has cancer and wondered if she could take some tests. I said to them, wouldn't you like to know if she has cancer, if she still has cancer? And they said, and the radiation doctor said, we met with them one at a time, a few hours apart. So this was a radiation doctor, and he says, well, it doesn't matter. We're going to give her radiation anyway because, you know, he said, there could be some microscopic pieces of cancer running around in her system somewhere that we want to find, that we want to radiate, you know, and because that could cause more cancer later. Well, in our studies, both Angie and my studies for the last, three, four months now that we've known about her cancer, we've found out that everybody on the face of the earth has cancer, microscopic little organisms in their body, and everybody has it. And so we didn't say this to them because we know they know that, but the radiation doctor says, well, we got a radiator because she could have little particles of cancer, microscopic organisms in her system, and they could, and the cancer could come back. And so I told him that, I said, well, another situation, Angie asked this, he said, she says, well, we've also read that that radiation could bring more cancer later. And I said, yes, we've read of some people getting leukemia and other forms of cancer from the radiation later on, 5, 6, 7 years down the line. And he says, oh, no, 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 I've been doing this 15 years, never heard of anybody ever having leukemia or getting leukemia from the radiation. And I said, well, this radiation stays in the body, and as Angie knows from depleted uranium that she got into in the Gulf War, it poisons people and causes cancer, you know. And he says, oh, well, radiation could cause a different kind of cancer down the road a ways, but it's not leukemia. He says, I've never heard of radiation causing leukemia. Well, that's in direct contravention to what I've read and Angie's read of others that have gotten leukemia later. But anyway, he said that's not possible, and so we didn't argue with him. And then he says, oh, by the way, the radiation that we give you doesn't stay in the body. And I said, really? I said, well, how is that possible? You shoot the radiation in the body. And he says, oh, yes, but the radiation doesn't stay in there. It's the effects of the radiation that could cause a little cancer later on. And so, you know, in my mind, folks, you know, here's a multimillionaire doctor, you know, these cancer doctors that make hundreds of thousands of dollars. I understand over $100,000 from each patient sitting there. And it just reminded me of President Clinton saying, the definition of is, what is the real definition of is? Remember that? He says that the cancer or the radiation doesn't stay in the body, that the effects of the radiation causes the cancer down the road. And I said, oh, okay. And I could have been, I could have asked more questions. After I got out of there, I told my wife, I said, we should ask him where that radiation goes that he shoots into your body. If it doesn't stay in the body, where does it go? You know, if it leaks out your toes, runs out your nose, or where does it go to? But we didn't ask him that. And so we went to the other doctor then. And by the way, he said it'd be 5 to 6 weeks of radiation treatment. And so we said goodbye to him and went over to the cancer doctor that does the poisoning, the chemotherapy, right, puts the poisons in the body. And so he was, he'd been at it 30 years. And so we knew he knew what he was talking about. You know, if he's been at it 30 years, this multi-millionaire doctor had to know what he's talking about. So he started telling us his standard speech about the percentages. He says that it was kind of funny because after 30 years, you'd think he wouldn't be confused. But I guess the radiation doctor had called him right after we left the office and I guess prepared him that we were coming because we've heard that 99.9% of the American public, if a doctor says something, they do it. You know, they don't ask any questions. If a doctor says something, they just go and do it. And I think that most of the people, the listeners out there know, are just like that. It just doesn't matter. If a doctor says to do it, people do it. And so anyway, I guess we were kind of unusual because we were asking questions. I also told the doctor, the radiation doctor, that Angie's immune system is very, very, very low. And she's got, of course, he knows, she told him that she had the Gulf War sickness and almost died from it. And it's because of the chemicals that were put in her body by the government. And she was super, super sensitive to chemicals in her body, super sensitive to any change in environment. If you put on some perfume around her, her lips get numb, her fingers get numb, and if she uses the wrong kind of shampoo, other than this aloe vera shampoo that she uses, her brain, her head gets numb, and she's just in her bones, her joints ache and everything from different kinds of chemicals. The other night in here, her dad had sprayed some flowers outside with bug spray, and he'd come back in here and cleaned up something, and the bug spray cleaned up in the kitchen an instrument that her dad had used. And Angie smelled that bug spray in the kitchen, and I couldn't smell it at all. Her dad couldn't smell it at all. But her lips began to get numb, and she began to tingle. And so I told the doctor this. I said she's very susceptible to intrusive substances put in her body. Will the radiation give her any problems like that? And he says, oh, no, absolutely not. He said they're not chemicals. You know, radiation isn't chemicals. And so we went on to the next doctor and saw the chemotherapist. He'd been at it 30 years, and he began to cite the statement he gives everybody that comes in and says that the radiation doctor will raise her survivability and also raise her ability to not get cancer again up to 70%. In other words, if she's radiated, he puts the radiation in her, then her possibility of not getting cancer again goes up to 70%. And he said that about three times. Then all of a sudden he changed. And he started saying 65%. And in our hour and a half in there with him, he never changed again. He started saying 65%. And I'll tell you the interesting things he said to us right when we get back. And the reason I'm telling you this, folks, is that in our studies, we've learned that one out of two of us today are going to have cancer. So pay attention to these things. We're learning a lot. I'll be right back after this break with more from the Officer Jack McClam program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hello, this is Christine with BringThemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org.
605-9200.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Goodness gracious. Right now, our brother John Stadtmiller's laid up in a hospital bed, I understand. My goodness gracious. You just never know, folks. You just never know. I remember as a cop, when I was driving down the street in Phoenix, actually, I was going on a motorcycle. I was in full police uniform on the motorcycle. I was heading north in Phoenix to go to a doctor's appointment, the city doctor that I was going to because of injuries I had had, and I got hit by a car on my motorcycle and almost lost my right leg. Just within seconds, you don't know, you just don't know what's going to happen next in this world, it seems like. So I think that's why it's so important that we stay close to the Lord, and I think all of you out there would agree with that. You just don't know. But anyway, back to our meeting, finally, with the doctors. By the way, when we met with the radiologist, we asked him, about doing some tests to see if she still had cancer, and he just wasn't interested in that. He wanted to radiate her, and that was it, you know. He didn't care if she had cancer. He talked about the little monsters in there that run around her body that could be there, might be there, possibly is there. And he had to find him and radiate him. So we went on to the chemotherapist, and it was interesting. Like I say, he'd been at it 30 years, and you'd think he wouldn't be confused or nervous, but he was nervous when we came in, and he told me the other doctor had just called him, so I don't know why he was nervous, but he started his regular speech and told us that that the radiation doctor would raise her chances of reoccurrence up to, or chances of no reoccurrence of cancer up to 70%. Said that 2-3 times, and I keyed in on that. I thought, well, that's pretty decent. That's pretty good. And then he lowered it to 65% for the rest of our talk with him for about the next hour and a half. And I didn't ask him why the change, but for some reason he believed he had to lower it to 65%. And he says that with his chemotherapy, he would add another 20% onto that, 15 or 20%, and that nobody could guarantee that she wouldn't get cancer again. Well, we could understand that. And so we had quite a session with him on the chemicals that he was going to inject into her body. And matter of fact, he had such a large operation right behind us out the door was just a row of chairs with these tubes hooked up to them. And people sat in these chairs and they pumped these chemicals into their body called chemotherapy. And so it was an interesting meeting. And we were able to ask all the questions we wanted to ask and learned a lot from the doctor about chemotherapy. And once again, we asked him, he says, "Doctor, will you do any test on Angie to find out if she's got cancer?" Angie asked him that. She says, "I'd like to know if I have cancer." Well, he gave us the same little critter thing, story about the little critters running around, microscopic little critters. And chemotherapy would go into every organ of the body, and they'd seek out those little critters and put them to death. And I asked him, I said, Doctor, I said, in the studying we've done for the last 4 months, we know that people with good immune systems and people with good health get cancer, and many of them survive radiation and chemotherapy. But some of these people that come in with a good immune system and good health die from this treatment. And he just he said, no, that's not, that doesn't happen, that people don't die from chemo and radiation, and so that was interesting to us. We weren't argumentative at all with the doctors. But we learned a lot, you know, and some of it was in contravention to what we've been studying. But we let that go. And so he too was not interested once at all on doing any test to see if he could find that she had cancer. But he finally agreed to give her an X-ray. Hey, sweetie, what X-ray was it? Chest X-ray. Okay. My bride Angie just walked in, folks, and I thought I'd ask her because today we went down and they took your blood again. Chest X-ray. Okay. Yeah, she just walked in here, brought me some ice cold water and a bottle of spray water, a bottle of spray because it's 93, 94 degrees in here. And so, anyway, she just walked out and gave me a big glass of ice water. It looks so good. And we're interested in this doctor because he says that he could raise her chances up another 20%, 15 or 20% above what the radiation would do, which would get us up about 85% that she would not have cancer again down the line. And so I guess that was about it. We were finally able to meet with some doctors. Neither one was interested in finding out if she still had cancer. They would just wanted to give her their treatment. So they told us to go home and think about it. And in about July 7th, we go back and Angie will give them her decision. So anyway, be back after the break, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years had gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Stable stable full of people in all these other rooms at the same time that he's got an appointment with my wife, and we want the questions answered and want to go home. So anyway, a little inconsiderate. But anyway, we would ask you folks to please be in prayer for Angie at this time, because she's got some tough decisions to make, and she wants wisdom, she wants discernment, and she wants God's will to be done, okay? That's what she wants. She wants not her will, but God's will to be done in her decision she's going to make. Now, before we left, we both almost fell out of the chair, because our chairs, because he said it would be probably 6 months of treatment, chemotherapy, that she would undergo. And that about blew us both away when he said 6 months of chemotherapy, 5 to 6 months, and that she wouldn't be leaving Indiana here. She wouldn't be through until November, halfway through November. And we didn't realize that. I mean, that was a shock to both our systems when he said that. But anyway, that's what we've learned so far, and didn't get all of our questions answered, but we got, pretty much the standard statements from both doctors about what they tell all their patients. And we don't look at Angie as a normal patient, because she comes in very ill with a depressed immune system, and she's nervous. She's nervous about it, but he told me on the way home, God is in control, and indeed he is, folks. And so just thank you for your prayers. And if you'd like to continue, and I'm just thrilled to death, because again today she got some more letters from people. And if you would like to send a letter or just a note or just a postcard even to Angela, my bride, and just say, hi, hope you're doing well, I'm praying for you. That is a true blessing, folks, and I'll give you out that address again. I haven't done it for a while. But and then we'll go to our callers, Jess in Massachusetts, I think it is. Jess, hang on just a minute here, and we'll be right with you. And Sam in Missouri, hang on. But anyway, to write to my bride, Angela, it's Angela Straub. I'm sorry, that's her maiden name. I'm looking at her military ID here. That's not, she's Angela McLam today, MC, capital LAMB, okay? And you can write to her at 113 North Sharp Street, like a knife is sharp, 113 Sharp North Sharp Street, Poseyville, Poseyville, Tennessee. Oh, boy, what's wrong with me tonight? It's Indiana, it's not Tennessee. Poseyville, Poseyville. I think this heat out here is getting to my brain. Indiana, 47633. 47633. God bless all of you out there, and thank you. And once again, yesterday we received a little donation from somebody. Wow. Going back and forth to these meetings to Evansville. The gas prices are high, and, those little donations, folks, have been an absolute blessing to us, and God bless you, and thank you for that. You don't need to do that, but I just want to say thanks, and on behalf of Angie, too, we financially, we're just not doing well because she had to quit work, and we're down here on my police pension. I have police military or police medical pension. And so I just want to tell you how much those donations mean to us. God bless all of you out there for being our family at this time of crisis and surrounding us with your love and your arms and your hugs and your prayers. So let's now go. Also, before we go to Jess in Massachusetts, let me say I hope that you're sending letters and cards to John here at Republic Broadcasting Network. I know a lot of you will, and that's wonderful. And also be in prayer for John. I know I've heard today Sandra called me, his bride, and told me that he's doing fairly well. But just remember, folks, as a good doctor that used to go to the preparedness expos with me and speak at the preparedness expos, a doctor would speak, and you know, every program that he would do at the preparedness expos, he'd say that doctors kill 300,000 people a year in hospitals around America. That's an epidemic, folks. So please pray for John, okay? We don't expect him to get killed, but we also don't want him to come out and have, you know, something removed that it was the patient in the bed next to him should have had his thing removed, and they did it to John. I mean, they make mistakes all the time. So, John, we love you, brother, and we're going to be praying for you that your charts don't get mixed up, okay? And God bless you. We're thinking of you and praying for you. And do send some cards to John. Believe me, they are pick-me-ups. They're pick-me-ups, as my wife, Angie, can tell you. All right, let's go to Jess in Massachusetts. Jess, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How's it going?
Good. Doing okay. Doing all right. I'm
yes,
a little bit hot right now, but other than that, I'm ready to sort tigers.
Well, that's good. Now, I read an article in the Boston Herald, and this should make your blood boil.
Uh-huh.
Another 12 years, we're going to be funding the insurgents. This is from Rummy.
Oh, brother.
This is fact. I have the Boston Herald article right on my counter.
Is really funny, brother. That's really funny. We're going to be inviting insurgents here in another 12 years, huh?
Yeah. And the first thing I said to myself is Donald Rumsfeld is going to be the next McNamara.
Yes.
You know McNamara in the Vietnam era?
Oh, yes. I know it very well. That was my war.
Doesn't Rummy remind you of another Robert McNamara?
He sure does. And he's also very strange, like Robert Strange McNamara was. Yes.
Oh, yes. The parallels are ominous. So the first thing I'm saying to myself is the only thing we're going to get out of this Iraqi war is more refugees. We're not going to gain anything out of this.
No, but he's right. He and Bush have it planned that they're going to keep blowing up, Iraqis, Muslims, and any Arabs they can find, detaining them and torturing them until some of them do get tired of it and come across the 2,000-mile open border and do some nasty things to, hopefully they'll go take care of Rummy and the president and not come for you and my family, you know. But they're working to try to get those Muslims to come over here and do some dirty things so that they can go in and stomp more nations into the ground over there in the Middle East.
But you know what's amazing is where I live in Chelsea, which is a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood. People don't realize that the all these ghettos are boiling pots for revolution.
Oh, yes, they are.
I mean, a boiling pot that people don't even think about. And once these boiling pots go over, I mean, people harbor a lot of resentment towards America.
And more so today than ever before.
Yes. And isn't it funny that the left, with their tolerance, is actually creating more intolerance?
That's right.
Creating more of an atmosphere for, and I think it's planned. I think it's planned to turn the people's minds into mush. And the sad part is, Angie's a victim out of all this.
Yeah, she is.
The Gulf War and everything, and the reason why people join the military, and I hate to say it today, is not out of a sense of patriotism, but it's out of a sense of the benefits that people can get. Now there are still some good patriots left, like down south and places like that. But those days are going the way of the dinosaur.
Yes, you're right. And just as my memory serves me a little bit here tonight in this heat, you're right on target, brother, because I remember a Russian Secret Service chief, Leventria Beria, that gave a speech in 1933 to a group of American students over there at the Russian University. Moscow University, and he said that the duty of a good communist was to create the maximum of chaos in the culture of the enemy.
Yes,
he said our fruits are grown in chaos, distrust, economic depression, and scientific turmoil. And it was Kissinger himself, you remember, that made the statement. Old communist agent Kissinger, back in the '60s, said Today, America would be outraged if U.N. troops entered Los Angeles to restore order, but tomorrow they'll be grateful. This is because, he says, real or promulgated, a threat to our very existence will cause them to be grateful that U.N. troops were on the streets of America. And he basically said that they're waiting for the right terrorist attack, big event, to cause the American people to accept U.N. troops on the streets. So you're right when you say that it is not by accident that they're causing chaos, because it is out of chaos they believe this new world order will come. And so, yeah, you're right on target, brother.
And, Jack, let me hit another one on target. The big thing this week was the Supreme Court, voting in the ruling on eminent domain.
Oh, yes, yes.
And this... I mean, I almost believe that the Iraqi refugees that they'll be coming back here, the government will say, Jack, we'll give you $5 for your property, leave, and build a big project and put all these Iraqi refugees in there.
Yes, because they're hoping they'll create more chaos here.
Yes, and as a wrap up, these are really scary times, because the Congress is only to make the laws, but the Supreme Court has taken the place of Congress, and Congress should impeach these judges, but they won't do it because half the people in Congress belong to one of these globalist organizations.
Right.
And you know the story that we need an independent upswell of people. That's if the people haven't sold their soul for the hack job.
Right. Yes, right. Very, very true, Jess. It's coming, and all I can say to you is, as never before in the 24 years I've been in this freedom fight, have I seen so many people waking up today, and that's a good thing. I don't know, none of us know if it'll be in time, because the enemy's also speeding up their desire to control us, totally put us under martial law. And so I don't know how it's going to turn out, but there's a lot of people waking up today, and that's good. And it's because we still have the First Amendment protection right now, but they're trying to eliminate that as fast as they can. So anyway, I guess it's in God's hands, and it's up to us. God uses us as his foot soldiers, Jeff, and I thank you so much for all you do there in Massachusetts, you know, for trying to get the word out to people.
Oh, I try, but I'll tell you what, when it comes to the people I talk to, I almost think that the Massachusetts is like a little communist state. And again, I was thinking about this all this week, and the Faustian wager where Faust made the bargain with the devil for 7 years for all the pleasure and then give up his soul at the end. And you know what? I said this before, I'll say it again. We've done that collectively.
Yeah.
because That's why they're getting away with what they're getting away with, and that's why all these politicians are selling out, is because in their own way they're making this Faustian wager, and no concern for the long term ramifications of this Faustian bargain. It's me. I want a hack job.
That's right.
On that happy note, Jack, I'll let you go, and I'll let other callers get on.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and call back again, brother. Okay, take care now. Okay, Sam, stand by. We'll be right back with Sam in Missouri after this break. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aaronizer. The Aaronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aaronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
So long, but it was an interesting meeting yesterday with these doctors, and because so many of us are going to, meet relatives and friends and maybe even ourselves get cancer, we need to know about how these things work today. Let's go to our dear brother in Missouri, or I guess they say it's Missouri. Sam, how are you, brother?
Oh, we're doing fine. Some people say that it's a state of misery, but no, we're doing pretty good here, although it has been hot, so I guess you could say that with it being hot here like it is everywhere else, we're kind of all flittering about in a state of misery here. But yes. But anyway, I wanted to comment on this. I'm glad you did tell the story of what's been going on with Angie, because what this reminds me of, Jack, is I'm a neighbor next door to you. I see your house is on fire, so I say, hang on, Jack, I'm going to run next door. I'm going to get the can of gasoline.
Uh-huh.
That's what this reminds me of. And the reason I say that is because she's already got radiation in her from the depleted uranium, you know.
Right.
So what we're going to do here, effectively, according to what the doctors are saying, we're just going to dump more in.
Yes, yes.
And the whole thing just doesn't make a bit of sense. And I'll tell you, I have a neighbor of mine across the street, a dear neighbor. I mean, he does more for people in this town than most people probably do in a lifetime in some cases in this one area. I mean, he's always doing things for people. And he contracted stomach cancer, one of the very few people that survived it. But now, as a result, he'll catch anything. I mean, flies can buzz by and he'll catch something from them. He's so sensitive. And
yes.
And so contrary to what they may say, if her immune system is in the toilet already, you know, that's the very thing you need to fight off stuff. I mean, what it almost seems to me like, and this is logic speaking, I'll tell you right here and now, I mean, I'm not a medical doctor, but Trish and I have done quite a bit of research on this stuff myself, having been sick with some different ailments of my own. And the bottom line is what's going to wind up, I mean, it sounds to me like what's going to wind up happening is if her immune system is already in the toilet, she's almost going to have to live in a cocoon after they're done with her.
Yeah, we're sure looking at all those aspects. And like I told her again last night, I'm going to leave her to make this decision, brother.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know how to make it for her, and I don't even think it's proper that I make this for her. But she's certainly got her prayers going up to the Lord and asking for wisdom and knowledge and God's direction in all this. And so I think she stands in pretty good stead, you know, for coming out with the right decisions. And so I'm trusting that she is going to make the right decisions. But I don't know what those are right now, but certainly she's putting a lot of thought and prayers into it and listening to a lot of people and reading and studying a lot, Sam.
Well, you were lifted up in prayer on our Bible study conference Sunday night. We do a Bible study telephone call because, you know, as you know, there's no churches around to go to, so
yes.
It's a bunch of us that get together. You know, well, I won't say a bunch, but I mean a few of us, because, you know, but I mean it's an open call. Anybody's welcome that really wants to just study Bible, you know, and and one of the things we do is do prayer requests at that study, and so she was in our prayers there.
Well, thank you, brother. Now we need to add John to that list.
You got
it. Yeah, and get him out of that very dangerous place called the horse pedal down there.
That's it.
Well, I hear the music, brother.
You're out of time, ain't you?
Yeah, we're out of time. Give Trish a hug for me and Angie.
Will you? You bet.
And Lord bless you real good.
All right, okay. We'll keep in touch.
All right, brother. Mm, take care now. Bye-bye. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop and my bride truly do love you, America. We truly do. Good night.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.